Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The State House of Representatives tabled action on a proposal to remove from legislative committees a state representative who said he joined the Oath Keepers far-right organization years ago. Spokesperson with the House majority says the House Committee on Committees voted 5-2 to remove Republican Representative David Eastman of Wasilla from his committee assignments. On the House floor Monday,
the Committee on Committees met this morning and made the following amendments to the prior committee report. Removing Representative Eastman from the following committees: the Rules Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the State Affairs Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, and the Ethics Committee as an alternate, and adding Representative Rauscher to the Rules Committee, Representative Shaw to the Judiciary Committee, Representative McCabe to the State Affairs Committee, Representative Shaw to the Ways and Means Committee, and Representative to the Ethics Committee as an alternate. Signing the report are Representatives Stutes, Chair, Edgemond, Tuck, Foster, Merrick, Shaw, and Tilton. I have no further special committee reports this morning.
Thank you. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Committee on Committees report.
But Representative Eastman objected.
There's been an objection. Your objection is noted, Representative Eastman. What is your point of order?
Madam Speaker, the committee...
Rule...
Yes, the rule is our state statute, which requires...
Which rule are you referring to in your point of order, Representative Eastman?
Referring to our state statute dealing with the Ethics Committee, which requires that a separate vote be held on the Ethics Committee membership, just as it was at the beginning of last year's session. It should not be included in the Committee on Committees report. Thank you.
Thank you. Brief at ease.
The matter was tabled following Eastman's objection. It's been an eventful few weeks since the state legislature began January 18th. A vote was held in both the Senate and House to reject the recommendations of the State Officers' Compensation Commission, and that piece of legislation was on the House floor on Thursday the 27th. But noticeably absent from being able to vote was Kenai Representative Ron Gillum, who was recognized as having an excused absence. That excused absence Thursday, turns out, was a heart attack. One that almost claimed his life. He says it was a difference of 15 minutes. Gillum says the medical emergency took him by surprise, as he says he's fairly healthy. Gillum states he didn't have any of the risk factors like obesity, high cholesterol, or high blood pressure. Additionally, he doesn't smoke, nor does he drink alcohol. Medical professionals alerted him to the fact that this was a genetic issue that they weren't even aware of until after the heart attack. Gillum says he wants his constituents and the public as a whole to know how serious heart disease is. Risk of heart disease increases if you have high blood pressure, have high blood cholesterol, and are overweight or obese. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute states that each risk factor increases a person's chance of developing heart disease, and the more risks you have, the higher your overall risk. Some risk factors can't be changed. That includes age, sex, and family history of early heart disease. Others can be modified. That includes being more physically active, quitting smoking, and eating healthy. The medical emergency has temporarily taken him away from his duties as a legislator in Juneau, with the second regular session currently in order. Gillum's wife, Pamela, states that he works very hard to stay healthy, and because of that, his heart was strong enough to come through with little to no damage, and he's expected to fully recover. Gillum had a complete DOT physical just weeks prior to this incident. Representative Gillum's expected return to the Alaska State Capitol is Tuesday. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.